So we've spoken about tricky kli rishonim, which we have to be very careful about, because just about anything could cook on a kli rishonim, and even things that were previously baked may have the ability to get cooked through a kli rishonim. So we mentioned a ladle, we mentioned salads. Kugel is a great example of something that really retains a lot of its heat for a long time and can act as a kli rishonim when interacting with mustard or other spices. And this applies to a chalent, this applies to crumbs on the plate when you dole out potatoes onto the plate, hot chicken, adding garlic or any spices onto anything besides the salt may be an issue. Salt itself is considered cooked previously, so therefore it wouldn't be an issue. But all of these tricky kli rishonim have to be careful with. Mustard, ketchup, mayo, all of these things, even if they're cooked in their the original processing, now that they're cooled off, there's a chumra also of yesh bishal acha bishal, that there's a possibility of them re-cooking once they touch something hot again. So these things should not be applied to salads that are acting as a kli rishonim. Let's now move on to a kli sheni, a bona fide kli sheni. So let's forget about a ladle, let's forget about hot kugels. You doled out the soup now into your bowl. You took your chalent, and now your chalent is in a second plate, and we're dealing with the liquid of the chalent. A kli sheni that has contents that are still yatze lettuce, that are still very hot, does still have some ability to cook. So most items are not cookable in a kli sheni. However, kalei habishal, things that are easily cookable, could get cooked in a kli sheni. So when you pour out water from your urn into your coffee cup, the coffee cup does have the ability to cook certain items, namely tea. Tea is considered kalei bishal. It's very thin. The leaves, the herbs are very thin, and they easily cook in hot water, even if that water is in a kli sheni. Instant coffee and sugar and very similar things that are cooked and then dehydrated in the process, they already were cooked, and therefore now they're solid. They don't get cooked again. That's not the issue. But tea does present a major issue in terms of a kli sheni, and it becomes an issue how to make tea in a number of different ways. So let's talk a little bit of what to do with tea. The best thing is, if you know that you're somebody that likes tea, make tea on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura says you should avoid all problems. Make tea before Shabbos. Make the tea scents. Make it very strong, concentrated. And then on Shabbos, you have liquid tea scents. You pour that into a kli sheni, and you're good to go. Because the kli sheni cannot cook the liquid tea scents that gets put into it. But the tea bags itself, and now also they have these brewed coffee grinds in a bag similar to tea, those also were never cooked before, and creating a brewed coffee with those grinds are also considered kalei bishal. The problem is that we don't know 100% what things are considered kalei bishal and what not. But tea, we know for sure, is a problem, and similarly, things that are very, very finely cut have the ability to get cooked in a kli sheni. So the way to make tea, best thing, do it before Shabbos, make tea scents, and then pour some of the tea scents into your hot kli sheni. Now, I mentioned pouring tea scents into a hot kli sheni. There is a separate concern as well with pouring tea scents into a kli sheni, and that is coloring the water. Normally we say ein tzvia ba'eichel, certainly not midoraisa. There's no issue of coloring food at midoraisa, but it still is something to be wary of and not to do on Shabbos when your intent is colorizing. Now, if generally your intent is not to color it, it's not an issue. But some people, they like to have that rusty color. Sometimes it helps them tell how strong the tea is, so they'd like to see that colorizing of the water, and therefore it's preferable that the water should be poured into the clean the tea scents, as opposed to the dark tea scents being poured into the water. Again, if there is no intent in terms of the colorizing and you don't care for it, then we don't have to be machmir. But when there is some kind of focus on the color, then it should be avoided. So what happens if you did not make tea scents and someone really is desperate for a tea, they're not feeling well, or they really need something out? If you really need a tea on Shabbos and could not make it before Shabbos, then the way that has to be done is certainly avoiding a klisheni, and you would have to use a klishlishi. By the way, not everyone holds that a klishlishi can be used for anything. There are those paiskim that say even a klishlishi could cook, contrary to Moshe, yes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. The Chazon Ish held that a Kli Shlishi does have the ability to cook certain things, Kali Abishal, similar to a Kli Sheni. Also, if the water is piping hot, not just Yatzi Ledes, but extremely hot, scaldingly hot, then also many places can hold, you could transfer it 10 times over. If it retains that very, very hot temperature, then it could cook no matter where it is. So there is still concern, even in a klishlishi as well. But again, if somebody's desperate for a tea, and you could rely on Ramosha without a question, you could rely on Ramosha, and therefore you could put water, hot water, into a klishlishi. Preferably, the hot water should not be extremely hot. It really depends on your urn and your kettle. It should not be scaldingly hot. But once it's in a klishlishi, Ramosha says it doesn't cook, then you could put in the tea bag. Now again, it's preferable not to put the tea bag into the water, but to pour the water into the tea bag, which would mean putting the tea back into a klishlishi and pouring the water over it. You're allowed to move around the tea bag in the water to allow the taste to get into the water. However, you may not remove it and dunk it again, because you're straining then the liquid out of the tea bag, and that would be running into problems of birer and sifting on Shabbos. So you would have to remove the bag with a spoon with some tea in it as it's being removed.